Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so wonderful to have you with me once again. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me for this installment of our year's theme, Taking Another Look. Join me in the reading of the word tonight and be encouraged as the Spirit of God heals your heart and your circumstance. Everything we have need of for life and godliness is in the word of God. Jesus loves us. He knows exactly what we have need of, and he is the good shepherd who provides for the needs of his sheep, even in this hour, amen, of global need. He sees, he knows, and he will, amen, come to the rescue and provide for each and every one that is his. God bless you, amen. We are reading from Psalm 46. Just wanted to encourage each and every one of you tonight that the Lord sees and he does know, and he is our refuge and our strength. No need to be fearful. No need to be without hope. Jesus is our hope. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And just like he provided for your needs on yesterday, he will continue to do that on today. Amen. And as many days as he gives you, he will continue to do that. Amen. The Lord is he's not short concerning his promises. Amen. But he will do exactly what he said he will do, and his word will not come return to him void. Oh, God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as unbelief, as we know how, just giving you thanks and praise, Lord God, for the manifestation of your presence, Lord God, throughout the land. We thank you, Lord God, that you are running off fear. We thank you, Lord, that you're running off hopelessness. And I declare it, I decree and declare it even right now. God, rebuke the spirit of fear, the spirit of hopelessness. God, rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, but let us see the dawning of the morning even right now, Lord God. Darkness has come, but Lord, it looks like, the song says, it looks like I can feel the breaking of day. Oh, what joy. Amen. Raise it. Oh, what joy brimming up in my soul. Oh, Lord, I praise you, Lord God, because you are bringing us joy even in the midst of circumstances that may seem dire. I thank you, Lord God, that even in the reading of Psalm 91, you let us know that we are hidden. Hallelujah. And these plagues will not come nigh our dwelling. We thank you, Lord, that you cover us. We thank you most of all, Lord God, for your great salvation, for your healing, and for your hope. We give you glory. We give you praise. And we give you honor, asking, Lord God, that you move even right now. And each and every listener, open up our hearts and our minds to receive from your spirit. Lord, move in every environment, Lord God, in every place, in every city, in every town, in every country, in every village, Lord God, in every state, on every continent. Lord, let your word be heard. Let your spirit be manifest. Lord, move in the midst of your people and let them see and know that you are God and there is no other. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I am reading and you are hearing from Psalm 46 in its entirety, our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, through the waters thereof, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease until the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. I have read and you have heard from Psalm 46 in its entirety. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in each and every one of our hearts. Remember, God is our refuge and our strength. The Lord of hosts is with us. God is our refuge, our hiding place, and our strength. The Lord of hosts is with us. He has not left us. The Lord of hosts is with us. Amen. God is our refuge. He is our sanctuary. He is our hiding place. He is our strength. The Lord of hosts is with us. And he is a very present help in trouble. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.